You're listening to the Family of Tegeta podcast. Message from Leica. Sacrifices and cloning.
Beloved friends of Earth, as we speak of high vibrational frequencies ongoing, know in truth that densities of darkness also continue in vibration throughout the planet. Portals of entry allow access to unspeakable evil in low frequencies. Locations deep within mountains and through tunnels unseen are beings that meet in secret societies. In an area of China covered with mountains that are inaccessible to most humans, there are entryways that are obscured by caverns and large rocks. Going downward through pathways of darkness, energy portals surround openings as beings enter. With a massive amount of pull, dark beings unseen to humans' eyes are collected and transported like a vacuum to areas that would both shock and amaze anyone observing. These are places that would cause great distress to ordinary humans, as just the visual of the energy transports would appear as a frightening movie. What power is behind the transportation of entities? Who is the culprit of these actions? Let's explore the area and reveal details of this operation of darkness. This secret society is controlled by leaders and rulers of darkness that are generational. This means that families that are chosen have continued through many lifetimes with the actions of this atrocity. The Earth is dealing with physical and non-physical beings that work in sync to create the darkest outcome possible. This is the world of sacrifice and the creation of clones of deception. The Chinese have the strongest ties to the facility hidden miles beneath the surface. But other races are active as they arrive from around the world to take part in rituals of darkness. There is an oath of allegiance to Satan, and no man dares to reveal the hidden deeds of darkness. Indeed, these dark places are in many locations around the planet. As ceremonies of darkness begin, there is chanting and a sense of excitement within the masters of evil that are present. Black robes and hoods are covering bodies from head to toe. The lighting is dim with small fires burning in receptacles throughout large rooms that resemble dungeons. Words of evil and black magic with connotations to sacrifice to darkness are heard throughout the halls and corridors leading to the chambers of sacrifice. A demon known as Bes communicates with the beings Apashekliyo, Lucifer, and Pitgazox, Satan, who are currently imprisoned in a Galactic Federation base in Antarctica. The manner of sacrifice will not be discussed, as thoughts matter, and the purpose of this reveal is knowledge and wisdom to allow you to understand what is transpiring without visualization of traumas. Many humans volunteer for cloning. Others are taken here against their will. This place of darkness operates as both a facility of cloning and sacrifice in the choices of humans and entities for thousands of years. The structure from the outside resembles ancient architecture with massive stones and an iron trim at windows where evil beings peer out. There are new arrivals of sacrifices that require rituals to be prepared. This horrific way of being plays out in this area of disdain. Take what is necessary for your understanding and leave the rest in darkness where it belongs. Surrounding the massive stone structure that has many floors and areas to prepare for cloning, there is no guard present to prevent others from seeing what is transpiring. For only those invited can find the location of secrets. Gargoyles surround the courtyard with snarling faces. The only feel of the area is destruction. We will leave it there and focus on light. Wisdom is power that allows you to make choices based on truth. The world is changing rapidly. All darkness will be left behind as souls of light transcend. Become aware of the power of your own being. Cultivate the inner world and find peace. Neki Maiya, I love you so. Leica.